It's a pleasure. Today we have her all set up and ready to go to welcome our representative from the Pittsburgh Concert Society. We're in the midst of a series of performances where we feature winners of the Young Artists competitions at the Pittsburgh Concert Society. And our Young Artist Winners Showcase today features the sister of somebody who's been here before. Hannah was here not too long ago playing marimba, and now her sister, who is terrific in her own right and as an individual who is involved in quite a lot of activities, who is a senior at Taylor Alderdice High School this year. It's our pleasure to welcome, for the first of several selections, here is Helen Kim. Beautifully done. That is Helen Kim. And good morning. Thank you for being here with us. What piece was that?
That was a Beethoven sonata. So.
You play beautifully. When did you start playing?
I started playing when I was 6, I think, through Carnegie Mellon's Music Preparatory School.
And we mentioned your sister Hannah before. Do you have any other siblings?
No, just Hannah. She's younger sister.
And you're probably used to sort of following in her footsteps, it sounds like, a little bit, with her, or her following in your footsteps,
yes, there we
I
go.
Should say.
Yes, a little bit. I mean, she also started piano originally, but then switched, so it's a little different now.
Yeah, it's got to be fun to both have the musical interest that you do. Who are you studying with now?
I'm studying with Professor Hanalu Lee. She's a faculty at Carnegie Mellon.
And can you describe your Pittsburgh Concert Society experience, what the society has done for you, and how it was to audition for the Young Artist Showcase?
Oh, yeah. I auditioned in January, early January. I was really nervous. So I kind of just went and I did it. And after I came out, I was, you know, telling my mom, like, oh, well, I didn't mess up here, which is good. You know, that's a relief. And my piano teacher was listening in the back because we were auditioning at Kresge Theater at the CFA at CMU. So she was kind of back, like, listening, putting her ear at the wall and stuff. But it was completely unexpected, my win. I was actually on my way to go see Mary Poppins at the Benedum when I found out. I got a call from my teacher, and she was like, you know, you won. And I was like, what? Are you sure I won? And then later I came home, and I got the message from Mrs. Tuma from the Pittsburgh Concert Society, which was great, really. So that was the audition experience. Couple weeks ago, I was presented in a Young Artist Winners recital. That was pretty nerve-wracking also, but it was good.
And tell me about that. Where was it?
That was also at Kresge Theater at College of Fine Arts. I played first, which...
Oh, that had to be very nervous.
Yes, it was. I mean, you know, the guy from Pittsburgh Concert Society went up and he started talking about it, and then he was like, now to our first performer, and I was like, oh my gosh. But it went well, I think. I mean, it really helped that my teacher was able to get me to rehearse there beforehand, before the performance. So I was able to, like, get used to the piano and the keys, which was really helpful.
Yeah, that's a small hall, too. So any movement you make is, you know,
right,
perceived by everybody. There's only, I think, about 100 seats in there or so, if my memory serves me right. Maybe a little bigger, but not too much.
I think so. I mean, I'm not good at guessing, yeah, really.
Do you know, this is your senior year, do you know what you'll be doing after high school?
I don't know. I mean, I hear back from colleges, like, maybe next week towards, like, the beginning of April, so we'll see where I go. I don't know yet, but...
Where have you applied?
CMU, for one. I got excited because they were first on their website, said they were going to start notifying people early, mm-hmm, and so then I was like, oh, I can't wait, and then it turns out, no, it's towards the end of March, uh-huh, never mind. You know, they're
going to notify people towards the end of March.
Right, so, well, like, they sent letters
soon.
Now, I think,
yeah. Yeah,
but it's not soon yet.
Yeah, so. It's March 26th, so you
right.
only have a few more days.
Right, so hopefully I'll find out from them soon. You know, a couple Ivies here and there.
Do you want to study music? Is that what you're thinking?
Probably not. I think just I want to keep it up and keep it, but I don't think I would pursue like a major or minor in music.
What do you think you would like to study?
Right now, tentatively, maybe something in the sciences, but I'm really open to anything as long as it's not like social studies, really.
That's a good way, I think, to enter college so that, excuse me, you can discover different aspects and things.
I plan on doing that, yes, definitely.
So that's terrific. Why not music? I'm curious.
I don't know. I don't think I could handle it.
It's a lot of competition.
Right. I mean, it's been good so far, but I don't think I could do it, really.
Well, and if it gives you a lot of pleasure, I think sometimes pursuing something like that on a professional basis at that level of intensity can take some of the pleasure away too, sometimes. I'm not sure if you feel that way or not, but I know some people who've told me that. Well, let's have you play something else, and we should have time for another one after that, at least. What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play a Chopin Nocturne, so please enjoy.
Great. And if you're just joining us, this is Helen Kim. She's a senior at Taylor Alderdice. Today, she's representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society. She's one of the society's young artist winners this year. Once again, Helen Kim. Thank you. That's Hala and Kim at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 22 minutes after 10. That was just beautiful, majestic, and nice to listen to. What else do you like to do besides playing piano?
Well, I'm involved in a lot of like extracurricular activities at school. I'm on the crew team that takes up a lot of my time.
Oh, I'll bet.
Right. We have practices like basically every day after school and then on the weekends. And then if we have to go to a race, you know, it's just a whole weekend trip basically. I do that. I also do mock trial.
Oh.
Yes, that's fun. It's good. It takes up some time also. But and then we also go to the, you know, courtroom sometimes and actually get to perform there. Well, not perform. I guess that's not really the right word.
Well, I know what you mean. You've got meets or competitions. And
right.
Those involve some trips, too, sometimes. I don't know if you've been to Harrisburg or
not
D.C.
Yet, no, we haven't gotten that far yet. But it's a lot of fun. It's good. I also do, I'm part of NHS, the National Honor Society at my school, vice president. We, you know, sometimes like we'll have blood drives at my school and I'll help like coordinate it. We also did Daffodil Days earlier this month for the American Cancer Society.
You're a busy person. What do you think drives you to be this involved in things?
I mean, a lot of things is just because I like to do them. And so I make sure I have time to do everything, really. And I think what really helps is that some of these events, these activities, for example, National Honor Society, we don't meet that often. We meet maybe once or twice a month. And then if there's something like a big event going on, like with the blood drives, then we start to meet more often. Crew, like I said, it's kind of a everyday thing. So I have to make time for that every day. But yeah, I mean, as long as everything works, I try to do everything, really.
Is there anything you would like to be involved in or like to try that you haven't had a chance to do yet? Might be that nothing comes to mind immediately, but I'm just curious.
I don't know. I don't, not particularly, not right now. I mean,
it seems like you're pretty fortunate. You've been able to try what you want to do.
Right.
Which is terrific.
Yep.
Which is great. And favorite subjects in school? You mentioned you don't want to study social studies
in
college. That was never one of my favorites.
Yep.
Not to put words in your mouth.
Oh, no.
I know I didn't want to study history.
I completely agree. I remember freshman year I was taking civics. I mean, nothing against like the teacher in the class. I just didn't like the subject. And I was telling my dad, like, Dad, I don't like civics. I don't want to do this. And he was like, I didn't like it either. So I was like, okay. But I like the science classes I mentioned earlier. Probably maybe I'll go into science. I like math also. Although right now I'm taking BC calculus, which is kind of difficult, I guess, and challenging. But it's a fun class, and I love the teacher. I like the foreign languages also.
Oh, very good. What languages are you taking?
Spanish and Japanese right now.
That's great.
So I like that.
Well, we have time for one more selection, if that's okay.
Oh, yes, definitely.
With you. If you're just tuning in, again, this is Helen Kim, who I'm assuming you live in Squirrel Hill.
Yes, I live in Squirrel Hill.
Who goes to Taylor Alderdice. And it's just been terrific to have you here. While this will be our last chance to talk, is there anything you wanted to say, any hellos or any acknowledgments that I haven't already prompted you to say?
Oh, I see. Well, first, I really have to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for this. I mean, without them, I wouldn't have had the recital earlier this month. I wouldn't be here, really, at Saturday Light Brigade. So I have to really thank them for all these opportunities. I have to thank my piano teacher, Mrs. Lee. I've been studying with her for quite a while now. And I just, without her, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't still be playing piano, possibly. I don't know. But she was just great and so patient with me. That was really important. She needed a lot of patience with me, I think. And then, of course, Mom and Dad and Hannah, who's out there too. Just thank you for supporting me all the time. And, you know, even though sometimes I mess up here and there, you know, they're always really encouraging. So it's great. Thank you.
It's terrific. And what will you play next, Helen?
I'll be playing a short Debussy prelude. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Le Vent dans la Plaine. I don't know. Basically, the wind's on the plain. So.
Once again, here's Helen Kim. Helen Kim, thank you very much, and thanks to Antoinette Tuma and everybody at the Pittsburgh Concert Society for making Helen's performance possible as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger and Liz Adams doing the mix there this morning. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.